Yeah, it's 22 cities. It's a hyphenate. We're doing a game show for the first half, a show called Last Fan Standing. It's kind of a game show for geeks, more like horror, sci-fi, fantasy questions. Then we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to do an extended intro to, you know, one of the golden, crusty movies from the past. It'll be a fun evening.
You've made quite the shift from your past work in horror to your new ventures in kind of this game show format, hosting. I was just wondering how this transition has been and what that experience has been like.
Well, I still have my horror roots, so it'll be hard to escape those. You know, I did a horror movie a couple of years ago called Black Friday. So they're always around. But I also do Hallmark movies now. So, you know, you as an actor, you kind of adjust as you go. I got kind of put into the genre field early on, did a bunch of genre movies. But every opportunity you get, you try and do other stuff. What I've found is I'm more stereotyped outside of my own industry than inside, because people outside the industry, they only watch what they like. So if you're a big horror fanatic, you might not have seen all 7 seasons of Burn Notice, a spy show that I did.
Done down there?
In a second. This is an art.
No. Wiring crap into a car is not an art. It's about as subtle as hitting someone with a brick.
Or if you don't like horror, you may have missed 12 years of Evil Dead movies, you know, because that's not what you watch. Within the industry, I actually feel like I'm less stereotyped than by fans.
I understand you're coming to Royal Oak soon, and you're a Royal Oak native. You're from Royal Oak.
Yes, born and sort of, you know, occasionally raised in Royal Oak. I was born at the Beaumont Hospital at 13 in Woodward. When I was born there, though, it was called Royal Joke, because it was where you could get like a flat top haircut. It was really Squaresville. Normally, you come back to your hometown and you see that it's gone to the dogs, right? And you go, ah, geez, my hometown used to be so nice. You know, kids delivering newspapers and little Billy playing on the street. No, it's the opposite. It was like kind of a boring, middling place when I was a kid. And now it's like it's gone insane. I'm glad for it. I just don't want to have to pay the restaurant bill.
Speaking of kind of how Royal Oak has changed, pretty recently, the main art theater in Royal Oak. I understand you have quite the connection to this place. Can you tell me a little bit about your experience there?
The Main and the Redford were both, you know, synonymous of childhood movie-going experiences. Right. The Redford could show 70 millimeters. So you'd go to the Redford to see, like, Lawrence of Arabia. And they had all kinds of great old movies that they had some real aficionados who got, like, good prints and things like that. And then the Main was also in that same vein. We premiered a couple movies there, and sad to see it go.
Very unfortunate. And, you know, the thing is, in this world we're in, especially with streaming and whatnot, we're seeing a lot less appreciation, I feel like, for seeing movies in theaters.
It's there, though. It's still there. Live events. Yes. Seeing things live, things that people can touch and see, still matters. There's still some people who want that. And I'm thankful that we're back now. You know, most of this pandemic crap is in the rearview mirror, so we can get back to, you know, what we normally do. So I didn't think I would miss conventions. I didn't think I would miss touring. And then I realized that I did. I missed the interaction with humans.
I think we all feel that, especially after the past few years. You're hosting a pop culture show, Last Fan Standing.
Greetings. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, fanboys and girls, to the only game where knowledge of the Comic-Con world, sci-fi, horror, superheroes, and fantasy can result in glory and riches. Well, glory, anyway.
A lot of the questions and a lot of the material around the show is about sci-fi and horror and those type of genres. Have you always had a passion for not just pop culture in general, but these genres? Or did that arise from kind of your work in the field and in those lanes?
Well, we really just wanted to create a game show that was for fans, like literally for fans, that had nothing to do with geography or history or, you know, any of that stuff. And I don't know the answers to 2/3 of these questions, because it's all, you know, it's all over my head, but there's some people who really, it's impressive how much knowledge some of these people have. But the idea was to just upgrade a game show and make it into my world, because it started out as a military trivia game show I hosted for a buddy of mine that I met years ago, and it was all military trivia. It wasn't meant to be the show that it is now, but after the show, I was like, Steve Celery is my buddy. He created the show. I said, Steve, you know, if you change the questions, we could bring this into my world. So we've done it at conventions. We've toured military bases. This is a show that it'll never hit the big time, but it also will never die. It's the weirdest show. We've done this for almost 10 years now, and we just keep popping it up in random places. It's fun to do.
You mentioned before the hosting events, the interaction with people. I know you have a large fan base here in Michigan and Detroit in the Royal Oak area. Coming to Royal Oak soon, I wanted to ask what your fans and supporters have meant to you and that interaction with them and what that has done for you and how that has kind of shaped
you. Well, fans are critical to anyone's survival. My case, the Evil Dead fans are small but very loyal. You know, we're meeting the next generation now, fathers that have introduced it to their sons. I've heard kids say that they had a troubled relationship with their father, but they bonded over Army of Darkness or The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. So you like to see that.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick! It's a 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart's top of the line. You can find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The Evil Dead movies have been around long enough now that it really is time for... We're almost on to another generation, because it's been 40 years since the first one. Entertainment is a pacifier. If you have a problem, you want to be taken far, far from your life. I was doing Ash versus Evil Dead for 3 seasons, and the show that saved my life on television was Downton Abbey. You couldn't have had a show that was more different than what I was working on, and I needed that desperately. I needed to be taken to a different country. I needed to be taken to a different world, just completely removed from my situation. So I sympathize with anybody who watches something to get through a difficult time. I've gotten lots of letters from people who are struggling with a health opportunity, and they got to watch all 7 seasons of Burn Notice, you know, something like that. So it can be helpful. The arts can be destructive, but they can also be very, very helpful.